Until today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two, Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's right. We're live in the studio, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Starting things out by going straight to the phones to the fun. Robert in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I just happened to carry some of the dollar bills. I was just talking about the silver certificate and the Federal Reserve note.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't believe me unless I actually show them.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve not really has anything to do with federal government. It's a private individual bank.
And right. They don't have anything more to do with the federal government than FedEx does.
Yeah.
Except that they happen to have a contract with the federal government to provide them with Federal Reserve notes.
Now, doesn't the president appoint the Fed chairman, though?
Not really sure exactly what goes on there, but, yeah, I have 76, the $2 bill, and like I say, on the top it has Federal Reserve note, and then if you go back to get one of the older dollar bills, like go to coin shows and stuff like that,
right?
I have a 1953 here. It says United States note. And like I say, that's back, and I have a silver certificate too. I show people too. But that's a 57 on top of the silver certificate. And
wait, you've got one from the 50s that says silver certificate?
Yeah, 1957.
Huh? I thought they stopped printing silver certificates in the 30s.
No, they you can pick them up at coin dealers, coin shows and stuff like that. Yeah,
right.
This 1957 says silver certificate at top. It looks the same size as a regular dollar bill that we got now.
Sure.
And it says $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand on the bottom of it.
Not anymore, though. Go try taking that to your to the Federal Reserve Bank. They'll laugh you out the front door.
Yeah, they'd probably like to get a hold of it and just destroy it, what they'd like to do.
Maybe so. Yeah, I think I came across my first silver certificate, I guess the only one I have, when I used to work at Kmart, and I guess somebody just paid for their bill with a silver certificate, and I spotted it immediately, and I didn't really even know too much what it was then, but I know I'd never seen anything with the word silver written on it, so it must have been something special. I picked it up, and then later on I learned what it was all about. You know, it's amazing.
If I ain't mistaken, like you're talking about the greenbacks, I think Kennedy was having them reprinted back too. That kind of might be one of the other things that kind of ended his demise on, when they got shot there.
Yeah, there's all sorts of
suggestions. Allegations like that. It's difficult to know.
Robert, hey, any other thoughts for us, sir?
You have that about the dollar there. You're talking about the silver.
The Liberty dollar. Yeah, you can learn more at dollar.freetalklive.com.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Robert. 800-259-9231. It's Liberty dollar, so cool, man. When you hand it to people, just watching their reaction.
It's heavy.
Yeah, it's real money.
Yeah, it's an ounce of silver.
And people can tell it's real. They can tell.
There's nowhere near that.
Right, they can tell it's something different. It's something unusual, something special. All right, speaking of unusual, the police in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and actually probably about 2 months ago at least at this point, I think it was at 7 o'clock at night, they kicked in a door. Now, this isn't unusual. They kick in people's doors all the time. In fact, estimates are, according to Radley Balco at theagitator.com, the estimate is that there's about 40,000 of these SWAT team raids per year in the United States. So that's not unusual. But what was unusual was the age of the lady who was inside the house. She was about 90 years old. Grandma. Actually, she wasn't even a grandma. She was a loner. She didn't have a husband. She doesn't have kids. She's the last line of her family's bloodline, essentially. And she was sitting there in her home just doing what she normally does, knitting or watching television or something like that. And the cops kicked in the door. They were there on a warrant, a drug warrant. The allegation was that the police, there was a drug buy that had gone down earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of that, there was an undercover informant involved, and they got approval from the judge, and they went there, and they kicked in this door. This woman pulled out a revolver, because she's 90 years old, probably doesn't see too well or hear too well.
Lives in a really pretty bad neighborhood.
Right, so she was scared. She thought maybe it was a violent gang of criminals coming into her home.
It's in these police raids, when they go down, you've got these guys in helmets with the goggles and the MP5s and the flashbang grenades, and they're yelling, get down, put down the gun, they're yelling loudly,
sure,
quickly and in repetition. It's a scary situation.
So she fired three times, and she hit three police officers, and they fired back and killed this old lady. She didn't know it was the cops, and now she's dead. Word came out after the fact that maybe things weren't done quite by the book by these cops who had supposedly gone through the proper channels. They had supposedly, set their cards up correctly in this case. But as it turns out, there's a new update here from Cato, Cato.org. A narcotics team that shot and killed an elderly woman while raiding her home lied to obtain the search warrant. One of the team members has now told federal investigators. See, before, the news had come out from one of their informants who said, whoa, I didn't make a drug buy at this house. And the informants came out and started turning over on the cops. And so now at this point, you've got...
Just can't trust snitches no matter who you are.
You've got one of the officers themselves now telling investigators that indeed they lied to obtain the search warrant, according to news reports confirmed by a person familiar with the investigation who requested anonymity. Spokesman with the FBI's Atlanta office and the U.S. attorney declined to comment. The shooting occurred November 21st after three members of the narcotics team arrested a suspected street marijuana dealer, Fabian Sheets, who said he could help the officers hook bigger fish. Mr. Sheets pointed out Ms. Johnston's house on Neal Street near a high-crime area, saying a dealer there had a kilogram of cocaine. The officers, according to the reports of Mr. Junior's account, tried to get an informant to the house to make a drug buy. But when that effort hit a snag, a request for a search warrant was drawn up anyway. So they just went ahead and raided this old lady's house based on a tip from somebody. Oh, there's a kilo of coke in your house. Kick in the door. Let's see if it's really there. Who cares? Oh, we killed an old lady. Oh, wait, there's no drugs here?
Yeah.
Oops.
In these kind of neighborhoods this occurred, it's not like there's a lot of representation generally. Usually, cops can pretty much do what they want the poorer neighborhoods and pretty much get away with it. And I think that had something to do with why it is that they, went in guns a-blazin'.
Well, speaking of the cops being able to get away with it, if they had gone in and there wasn't a firefight, if the old lady was just passed out or she just didn't get to her gun in time and they subdued her, then no one would have ever heard of this.
No.
Because she wouldn't have a lawyer that she could call up and complain to about this. She probably can't afford a lawyer. She's living in a crappy part of town. Old lady, probably doesn't have very much money in her bank account. She wouldn't have been able to do anything about it, and they would have just left that house having found no drugs, and it would have all been over with. And none of us would have ever heard about the fact that the cops lied to get the search warrant.
And once the door was kicked in, it seems to me that the cops pretty much did what they had to do. She fired at them. She hit three of them. I assume their bulletproof vests protected them.
Yeah, for the most part.
And, what are you going to do with somebody who's shooting at you? And you've got a gun in your hand.
Right.
You're going to shoot back.
But the cops felt like they were justified.
The problem here is just the whole the lying about getting the warrant, the use of the SWAT teams that in this war on America. I mean, the war on drugs has turned into a war on America.
That's the real problem.
This woman didn't have drugs, and this is going to happen. The more often these no-knock raids occur, the more often this is going to happen.
40,000 per year.
Is it worth it? Is there there less cocaine on the street than there was in the 1980s?
You could sit out there listening to this and say, yeah, it's worth it. We got to stop drugs. Well, now
but we're not stopping drugs.
Yeah, well, you can say that until they kick in your door. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, I got kicking them drug dealers out. Well, they wouldn't come after me. I've never dealt drugs.
I don't live in one of those neighborhoods.
Neither did this old lady. And they screw it up all the time. They botch it. They'll get the wrong street. They'll have the right house number, but the wrong street. Whoops.
They'll go into a duplex, and they'll hit the A unit instead of the B unit.
Right.
Happens, this is what happened in the Corey Mays case.
If you're lucky, you just get your door busted off its hinges, and your house torn up after they go searching through everything. This is what they do. They throw stuff out of drawers. They just litter things everywhere in your home. And then if you happen to live through the encounter, if you're lucky enough to live through the encounter, you get to put your house back together again. That's the lucky way to get out of one of these incidents. 800-259-9231. If you've ever been involved in one of these, if you want to share your feelings on them, 800-259-9231. If you think the cops should be kicking in people's doors doing drug searches, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Dottie's on the line. We'll get to her in moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. So take control of the airwaves.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Ted Anderson for Midas. January 18, 2007. Gold, $629.10. Ounce gold coins are at $649.84. $327.42 for half. $163.74 for quarter. That's $649.84. $327.42 and $163.74.
1971. Nissan closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s. The German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995. Gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997. Gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998. Gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll free line. And you can bring up anything. You can also join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. We've got archives. You know those other radio talk show hosts? They want to charge you for accessing their website, and we give it all away, including an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? The right to bear arms? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, National Chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Way to pick the read I did last hour. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dottie in somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dottie.
Hello. Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's on
your mind? I'm listening to your program, and I'd like to make a few comments. I know Ed Brown.
Okay.
And I'm calling about his situation in Plainfield.
Ed Brown, who is a tax freedom advocate being persecuted by the federal government for not paying federal taxes. They're probably going to raid his home at some point. We're just simply waiting for something to occur at this point. You know Ed, and what did you have on your mind, Dottie?
Well, I know Ed, and I've been through this. I was taken out of my home by a 13-member SWAT team, armed and masked.
Oh, my.
And I'm just going through some of the things. I just want to make a couple of comments on what you guys had said.
Sure.
And then I'm going to get into this a little bit more.
Okay.
Something you had mentioned plotted to hold the income, their income. I think probably this was a media report.
That's what I was reading, yeah.
Okay, well, plotted. The problem here is the mainstream media.
It's and definitely a problem. Well, the problem's the government, but the media is certainly a problem as well.
Well, they're hand in hand. They're hand in hand. They're
controlled. Well, he didn't plot. He just kept the money here, and so did Elaine.
Well, the thing is, Ed is looking for a fair trial.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Asking, show me the law.
Yep, he sure
and
was.
No one can come up with this. So why aren't the reporters digging in to the IRS laws?
Right, why don't they ask the IRS, hey, can you show us the law? Right.
Okay, because they're too lazy to do their job, just like DAs are too lazy and judges are too lazy to do their job.
Just like law enforcement
are too lazy to do their jobs.
You're right. And then when they actually, if they actually do ask, if a reporter did ask the IRS for the evidence, the IRS would just simply say, well, look at these Supreme Court cases. Here's some judges that have agreed with us that the law's there. They won't actually show them the law. They'll show them a Supreme Court case. And of course the judges are going to agree that that the tax system is valid. They don't want the government to get smaller. They want to keep growing the size of the state. And they'll back it up every time.
Yes, but you know what? A Supreme Court decision or any court decision is not law. All it is, and I have said this in a court of law before, Judge Arthur Brennan, who sits in the Superior Court in York County, Maine, and I personally, at a hearing, said to him, case law is not law. All it is an opinion by a judge, depending on how he feels.
Yeah,
when he sits on the bench on that particular day.
But you understand, Dottie, that's good enough for a reporter. I mean, once they get that quote from the IRS, they go and they publish their story, and that's that. Now, what happened with you? Why did
they come after you? I want to get into, before I get into this, you know, this is the problem. You know, reporters are as educated or professional as lawyers and judges or law enforcement at this point. Okay? None of them do their job.
Yeah, there's no journalism. There's very, very little journalism in America these days. There's very,
okay?
very little investigation.
You know, investigation. We have the Crystal Cannings and the Jim Sears of the world.
I don't know who that is. But
well, Channel 8, Jim Sear. Crystal Canning, Channel 13.
Sure, that doesn't mean anything outside of Maine, I don't
well,
think.
I'm
Donnie, let's get to
it,
your story.
It means
we've got
something.
We've got an international audience here that wants to know why it was that the cops came after you. What happened?
Well, I stood my ground like Ed is. He stood up for the truth. I stood up for the truth.
But you're still here. You didn't shoot. I mean, Ed's planning on
shooting. No, I didn't shoot. As a matter of fact, no. And I'm cautioning Ed to beware of any negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
I was negotiating, so-called negotiating. I had the chief of police in the city of Biddeford, Maine. This was all over the newspapers from here to, as far as I know, Boston.
Okay.
I was all over the news, in the papers, on TV, and
right.
I was sitting with the chief of police of my town.
What? Was this a tax thing, Dottie?
Well, according to the reporters, who know nothing because they don't do their homework.
Okay,
well,
we want to hear about it from you. What was this all about?
This was about me finding up about corruption within City Hall in Biddeford, Maine.
And why you discovered some corruption, so how did that translate to the cops coming after you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was a guise, under the guise of unpaid taxes, my home was taken from me behind closed doors with Jim Gratello and a young Vietnamese kid, 26 years old, who had, quote, lots of free money to give. And
I don't understand what that's about. But now, wait, how is it that they claimed you didn't pay taxes? Was this property taxes that they claimed
this
you didn't
property,
pay?
This was property, okay, property.
Mm-hmm.
But they
did you
had
pay them?
Incinerated
did you pay
my
the
records.
They incinerated them?
Exactly.
What
okay.
about your, wait, what about the records you had in your file cabinet? Did you have
canceled checks or something?
I was questioning the corruption
mm-hmm.
that was going on in City Hall.
Okay, so you weren't paying as a result?
I hosted a public Access TV talk show,
mm-hmm.
and a private investigator, a 40-year PI, went on my program and, with documents in hand, explained the whole situation. Okay, in a nutshell. I'm trying to do this in a nutshell.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it in less than 60 seconds here. So did you or did you not pay your property taxes?
As a matter of fact, after they gave a quitclaim deed to my home, they sent me a tax bill. I paid it, and they took my money.
So but you do. You, so you had some evidence that you'd paid the property taxes?
I've got evidence, but, you know.
So
but,
how did this all pan out, Dottie? Why, are you in jail right now, or what
no,
happened?
No, I'm not in jail. I'm out on the street.
Did they take you home?
Unfortunately. However, I do have, you know, some good friends.
Where are you living at this
it
point?
It doesn't matter. What I want to get across to Ed is to beware of negotiations. They will
very
turn.
Very good. I'll let him know that because I'm going to his house tomorrow. I'll let him know that Dottie in Maine suggested he beware of negotiations. And Dottie, thanks for the call.
Ask.
We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. She's a little incoherent there, huh?
She's really got an on-air presence for that television show of hers.
That's not very nice.
What? You're the one who's saying she's incoherent.
I was just saying she's a little incoherent. She could have had a little too much to drink, maybe up a little too late.
Wondering.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Joe in West Palm Beach, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind if you make them now. That's right. Anything goes. This is your show. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We got all the features there. We give them away, including the wiki, over 900 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it's Joe in Palm Beach, Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about the famous faux pas of Jimmy Carter when he ran on the platform of being a born-again Christian, and then he also instructed Congress to repent. And I guess they did because the Republicans began to take over shortly after Jimmy Carter, and it was a wonderful thing because we needed a Republican force. They were the only ones that had the answer. The Reagan Republicans, the new conservative party.
Now, who was it that told the Republicans to repent and let the Democrats take over this last time?
Well, actually, it was a funny thing called the Republican Contract with America, which was like the fourth or fifth time that the Republican Party shot themselves in either foot, right or left, take your pick. They
destroyed
themselves.
I love the Contract with America. It was just they never followed through.
They never did, and, you know...
Not only did they not follow through, but they made sure that they made bigger and bigger government instead of smaller government.
Oh, certainly. They did everything that the Democratic Party did so long ago, and they just became watered down and lost their sense of direction.
Oh, they knew what direction they were going for. They were going for the big piles of money that they wanted to take from the taxpayers. They understood direction.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
they built the American taxpayer out of major money. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. Now what I'm interested in seeing is how the Democratic Party will resist the urge to go on a big witch hunt and instead get to work and solve these problems and make themselves a hero.
Oh, come on. Solve what problems? What problems do you expect them to solve?
I think that they should immediately get on the ball with providing answers instead of a critical analysis of the war. Find a way to solve more of these problems in the Middle East and also immigration problems in this country.
I've got a I've got a solution for the Middle East situation. Let's get the heck out of there. Let's leave those people to their own devices, just as we would want to be left to our own devices.
Absolutely. I would agree with you 100%, except for one problem. Immigration into this country by Muslims needs to be stopped immediately.
Really? How are you going to do that?
Well, we have to close our borders, and the sign on the Statue of Liberty needs to be updated.
Oh, you know, at least you're actually being honest about it here. I mean, what do you want to change the sign to?
Well, I would say, you know, keep out. We're closed.
Really? But what if I want to be open?
Well, that's the whole thing. That would be an extremely liberal point of view, and I'd have to ask you, why do you want to remain open for immigration?
Well, because I love freedom and liberty, and I want to allow other people to come here and experience a better life for themselves.
Now, hold on. You live in Florida, right?
Right.
Now, when did you move to Florida? Most people weren't born there.
2 years ago.
You moved there 2 years ago. Do you like the whole idea of people moving into Florida, building it up, you know, getting more metropolitan, that kind of thing?
I like the idea that I live a life where I live all over the country because I'm in construction.
Gotcha.
I like that freedom.
I'll tell you, I lived in Florida for most of my life, and my experience was that the vast majority of people moved to Florida, and then after they'd been there for 5, 6, 7 years, they didn't like people coming in and changing things. They didn't like this growth is out of control, and essentially they wanted to, you know, they wanted the Yankees to go home after they
human moved nature.
There. It is, and that's what you're doing with immigration here.
Except for one thing, is that the extreme liberal point of view would be that we have to prove that we are not prejudiced against Muslims, when in fact reasonable Muslims must agree that until we can differentiate between those Muslims who are good, honest, hardworking people who we can love, and against those who are coming in here to set us up and destroy our country, and they are in our country.
There's all kinds of people, all kinds of criminal elements in every group of people, not just Muslim people.
Well, that's true, but that doesn't give us the right to leave our borders open.
Wait a minute, you don't have a right to close borders. It's not in a so-called free country.
We need to be able to jump ahead enough to protect ourselves. Right now, we're in a war with Muslim nation.
We're not in a war, sir.
Well,
there's no war going on.
We're in a state of war, whether or not we have declared war or not.
Well, we're in a war with the Muslim nation.
I would agree with you. We are in danger from Muslims, some Muslim people currently. But I would say that it's because we're over there messing around. And if we weren't over there messing around, why would they want to come over here and hurt us?
You know what? I don't think we're really in danger.
They have. September 11th, they came over here.
But we were over there. I mean, we're over in the Middle East.
Right, they
we're
came
messing
here
with their politics.
Yeah, if you
but
actually
they're
listen
able to come over here, and we can stop them from coming over.
No,
here.
We can't. Come on, how are you going to stop them? Go ahead, outline your plan.
Well, I think that the potential of building a wall in between us and Mexico is a good fresh start.
You have no idea what you speak.
There's something much bigger than a wall that's between us and China, but we still have a huge immigration problem from China. It's called the Pacific Ocean, and those people pay huge amounts of money to be shipped over here and like cattle and boats to have the freedom that we offer.
We need to build a wall between us and Mexico to stop building.
What exactly do you think that wall's going to stop, sir?
Illegal immigration.
How's it going to stop illegal immigration? How's your wall going to stop that?
Well, they would have to climb over that wall, wouldn't they?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, they could be digging under. There's currently walls up, and there are.
That's why we need to build it 100 feet down into the ground. Huh?
They're able to climb those walls, and that's what I would like to see stopped. And yes, they can build a wall that can't be climbed.
Doesn't it bother you a little bit, the idea that the United States, what at one time was the land of the free, will then have its own Berlin Wall, sir? Doesn't that bug you a little bit?
Not since September 11th.
What do you think they told the Berliners, the East Berliners?
Hold on just a second. Just answer this question. What do you think they told them when they were building the wall in Berlin, the ones that they were containing? Don't you think they probably told them we're doing this to keep out the capitalists?
We have the obligation to protect ourselves, and we have the obligation to protect freedom in this country. Unfortunately, we have to make hard decisions. One of them is to protect ourselves against people who would come in here as immigrants for the sole purpose of hurting our nation.
So you want to protect freedom by destroying freedom, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that it was actually destroying freedom, but until we can solve some of these problems with the Middle East, we need to stop immigration from the Muslim nation.
You know what, Joe? I know where you're coming from, and I understand the emotions that you're feeling. But
I'm not speaking from emotion.
Yes, you are. You're scared.
The fact that
you're
we need
scared.
To rise above this idea that we need to leave our borders open.
I don't know about you, Joe, but I feel like I've got a lot more to fear from the United States government than I do from anybody who's crossing a U.S. border.
Then you weren't here September 11th.
Absolutely,
what?
We were. Now,
well, you've missed a very important point. The fact is that they were here before September 11th.
The fact is, September 11th happened because the United States government goes over into other people's countries and kills people, sir. That's why September 11th happened. It was a tragedy indeed.
That's not why it happened. It was a problem with Osama bin Laden. It was a personal vendetta against the Bush family and the Conservative Party.
Have you actually heard what Osama bin Laden himself has to say about it?
Yes, that was what he said, and that's
Osama bin Laden said. Osama bin Laden made it very clear. He struck on September 11th because the United States has been meddling in the Middle East's affairs for decades, killing people, setting up dictators, doing all sorts of things that they shouldn't be doing.
How do you explain that?
Explain what?
I just have to say that before September 11th, Osama bin Laden had been threatening us. Okay, if the Conservative Party
took over.
You know
what? It's like you live in this little world where everything happened after September 11th. Sir, I just told you, we've been screwing around in the Middle East for decades. Thanks for the call. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is your show, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head over and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. Buy some Free Talk Live stuff. We've got Free Talk Live merchandise like T-shirts, Free Talk Live branded hats. We've got bumper stickers. You can find out how you can get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker if you go to store.freetalklive.com. We've got flags and more. Store.freetalklive.com. Also, we ask that you buy all the other stuff you need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com, because when you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So get your shopping done, get it delivered to your door, probably with free Super Saver shipping, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. You know, Mark, we just got off the phone with Joe, calling from West Palm Beach, and it was hard to have a conversation with Joe because he just, you know, like you said, he was in seminar mode, and he just wanted to get out what he wanted to get out and was making claims that, it started out kind of interesting. Like, he wasn't really a fan of the Republicans. He had figured out that the Republicans had screwed their constituents with the whole Contract with America plan, the idea that they were supposed to make government smaller, but they didn't actually do that. And then he was just asking for the Democrats to enact his version of big government on the United States. He was complaining that the Republicans allegedly wanted smaller government, didn't give it to us, and then here he is asking for big government. He wants more border controls.
You know, all they're going to do is hire more border agents, and then those agents are going to get paid off, so they're going to need a big crew of people to investigate the agents, and then those agents are going to be paying off the investigators, so the investigators will need investigators.
That's how it was in the Soviet Union. You know, you had to keep hiring new layers of checks.
There's all kinds of problems when you institute force. People are going to figure out ways to get around it. And let's not forget that once you've got this huge Muslim scare that's so large that we need a fence in order to keep them out of, you know, coming across the Mexican border, then you're going to have to do house-to-house searches or maybe, random stops.
You know, Mark, I don't think people understand the principles that apply to government. government programs. When government creates a new program, in this case, the wall, the border wall, and that'd be their new little addition to the security program that they have, there are always unintended consequences. And we can predict what they're going to be. In many cases, you can't predict them, but in some cases, you can. In this case, your silly little wall or silly big wall isn't going to do anything to stop immigration. It may slow down certain individuals, but then they're just going to get into the back of an 18-wheeler and pay off as many border guards as they need to pay off to get through the border, just like they do with thousands of pounds of marijuana today, just like they do with thousands of pounds of cocaine today. They got no problem getting that stuff through the border.
Absolutely. These Border Patrol agents, what do they make, $35,000, $40,000 a year, something like that? You know, you get a bunch of Mexican people in who paid $10,000 a piece in a inside of a semi truck, and then, you know, what have you got? You got $1 million truck sitting there. You got 100 people on it.
Government couldn't stop alcohol being traded back in the days of alcohol prohibition. They can't stop drugs from being traded during this drug war, this insane drug war that we have. What makes you think they can stop immigration? You're living in a fantasy world if you believe that's going to be true. All that's going to happen is more expenditures, more money being spent, more of your tax dollars being blown on this stupid wall idea, and more Border Patrol agents, and then they're going to have to continue to increase it, and as you say, it may even get to the point where they're invading your homes looking for people. They're already raiding businesses. They're already cracking down on people's businesses. They're going to make it mandatory. You think I'm joking? They're going to make it mandatory for business owners to run checks on all of their potential employees. You want to go get a job? You're going to have to go in, fill out your paperwork. The business owner is going to have to run your name and Social Security number through a federal check, in that if the feds don't say yes, Mark can have a job, then Mark, you won't get a job.
No, well, what about the federal no-fly list that exists right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's people on that list. Most of the people, I would venture to say, on that list, people
shouldn't
get confused. You know, and there's nuns. We've seen nuns. We've seen
they have the same name as a terrorist,
and they can't fly. They just can't fly. So does that mean I'm just not going to be able to work because my name's similar to, or
you
for whatever
what, Mark,
reason my name has shown up on the federal no-work list?
You should appreciate that we don't have terror as a result of that. You sit at home, we'll send you a welfare check. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dale in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hey, Dale, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing?
Great. Hey, what's on your mind?
Let's talk about the border. Not so much the people crossing the border I got qualms with. My biggest qualms is with the Mexican government.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't mind people coming. If American goes to Mexico, he can't even own property over there. I mean, it's not as easy. Even if he becomes a citizen, it's difficult for him to own property. My problem is that I don't mind people coming to my country. The thing is, don't bring what you ran from to America.
Now, what are they bringing?
Are you still there?
What are they bringing?
I mean, don't bring the tyranny that you run from to America. I mean, whatever it is.
I agree. We've got enough tyranny here. I got a problem with government in general.
And then, for instance, like here in Miami. Miami, you know, I got a lot of Hispanic friends, and they're doing very good. And you know, they're very good friends of mine.
They're good people. They're hard workers.
I think that the Cubans are the best argument for immigration that we've got.
Well, they're citizens, but there are places in Miami, not all of them are that way, but some places I go to Miami, if you don't speak no Spanish, you're toast. I mean, you're screwed, and they look at you like you're crazy. Why you don't speak any English? And these are major businesses.
Right.
Some places in Miami, they advertise only in Spanish.
Well, okay.
They absolutely do, but most of their clientele is Spanish, too. It makes sense for them to do that. And the studies show that if people are second and third generation Americans, you know, chances are very, very good that they're not only speaking English, but they're dropping their native tongue.
I think what they need is so much a wall, they need to increase border patrols.
It won't do any good, my friend.
And the problem is with Mexico. You know, I love my country, even though America is not perfect.
No, it's not.
Keep America, America.
I agree.
Allow people
to
come in,
Mexico.
But don't because I mean, you look how previous nations failed in the past is they let others come in and influence their culture in a negative way, and they lost their identity and they lost their nation.
No, well, that's not what happened.
Not
if you're looking at Rome, that's usually the one that that people point at. Actually, it was a dictatorship that ruined Rome. Yes, the Gauls came in and knocked the legs out of it finally, but it was in fact big government that ruined Rome.
It's like they bring in good, like foreigners, you know, like foreigners come in. I mean, the immigrants come in. They bring a lot of good ideas and philosophies in. And same thing with the negatives, you know. And all these countries like, you know, Cuba, whatever, Castro would have never got into power if it weren't for the people who put him in power. Hitler would have never got into power except for the people who put him in power.
Well, now
so
we're talking about...
If you let the wrong people with the wrong ideology into your country, they can change the world you live in.
But Castro was put into power by Cubans, and Hitler was put into power by Germans. So, I mean,
right.
It wasn't
the
them letting people in.
Well, and besides, the bad people are already in power here in the United States anyway, so I say let
power draws bad people.
Yeah, it's the power that's the problem.
You can go from worse to worse, sir.
But Dale, and that's where we're going, but we're going there with people who are already citizens of the United States. The people that are in government aren't immigrants. They're citizens of the United States.
The whole story is not being told. The whole story is the world hates the United States because we're the top dog right now.
Actually, that's
we're
not true
top,
either.
I don't know.
Yes, it is. The Europeans used to, European white man used to be on top.
The world,
he
wants, the world
the
hates the United
white
States.
The European man was on top one time and he wants to be on top again.
The world hates the United States government because they're imposing their way on the rest of the world. The world loves American food. The world loves American Hollywood movies. They love Britney Spears. They hate the government, and the government is the problem. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Gene in Lakewood, Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Woo! Hey, guys, I see you're still around.
Here we are.
We're hanging out.
I think I was your first caller.
Well, from Florida, perhaps, but what's up?
Well, what's up is that this 90-year-old lady, I would like to get a picture of her so I can hang it up on my wall here. She's kind of become my hero.
The one that shot the three cops, you mean?
Yes, sir, because when you have somebody who has the presence of mind under an attack to do that and fire three shots and make three hits, that's supposed to be your hero.
Especially at 90 years old.
Yes, I've been in combat. I've never seen anybody able to do anything like that.
Yeah, it's amazing that she must have heard or seen something ahead of time to think to... was a revolver just sitting there?
It probably was. She's scared, man. Can you imagine being 90 years old, living by yourself in a really, really bad neighborhood in Atlanta? Of course
I don't care. I don't care if you have the gun in your hand and looking at the door when they break in. To get three shots off and make three hits is amazing.
It really, he's absolutely right.
He's right.
It's not easy, especially when, it's easy to go to the gun range and shoot, but when that adrenaline is rushing, when that adrenaline is pumping through your veins, it's hard to keep that gun aimed correctly.
Where can I get her picture?
You know what, I don't have her name, but if you shoot me an email, I'll get that for you, okay? Thanks, Gene, we appreciate it, man. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. If you're on hold, stay there. We will get to you. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.